I ask you when you think of my hometown Chicago, okay? When you think of Chicago, what do you think of?
问一下大家，如果你想到我的家乡芝加哥的话，你会想到什么？
When you think Chicago, what do you think?
想到什么？
Cold.
冷。
Okay. Last week, it was so cold in Chicago.
上个礼拜芝加哥非常的冷。
It's the coldest, and they say 25 years. Okay,
it hasn't 是二十年来最冷的。
So the air temperature was, I think was minus 23.
如果是温度的话呢，它是华氏零下二十三度。
That's air temperature, with the wind chill.
但是如果再加上这个风。
With the wind, it feels like. Negative
如果是加上这个风的话，体感温度是华氏零下四十九度。
They say that it was colder in Chicago than in the Arctic Circle.
他们说芝加哥比北极圈还要冷。
So last week I was so happy that I was in Taiwan.
上个礼拜
not in
我好开心，我人在台湾。
So some people think of cold. Some people think of
有的人会想到冷。
Actually, my town, my city is known for pizza.
事实上，我的家乡的披萨很有
So
名，
there's a Chicago style pizza.
所以有芝加哥的
How many
披萨
of you
很有
have
名。
had Chicago
有多少
style
人
pizza? Raise
吃过芝加哥的
Okay. Well, just a few of you. It's really good. It's very different.
真的很棒，很不一样。
It's very thick.
它很厚。
And it's like full of cheese. So cheese.
很厚，然后 cheese 很多很多。
So it's known for pizza. And if you're old enough, Chicago is also known for Michael Jordan.
如果你有点年纪的话，你可能还记得芝加哥有名的 Michael Jordan 乔丹。
But unfortunately, Chicago is also known to be a violent city.
很不幸的，芝加哥也是以它的暴力而恶名昭彰。
Yeah, in 2013. Chicago has the most murder in the whole country.
2013年，芝加哥的暴力呢是全国第一名。
That year, there were 500 people murdered.
就那一年，就有五超过五百个人被杀。
Even last year, maybe you heard the news last year. In over one weekend in August, okay.
在去年的八月，就一个周末。
Just over 3 days, okay.
就三天左右。
66 people were shot.
有六十六个人被枪杀。
And just one weekend, 12 people died. Okay.
那这个周末就死了十二个人。
So you don't need to go to Afghanistan. Okay.
你不需要去阿富汗啊。
You don't need to go to Syria.
你不用去叙利亚。
You don't need to go to any war zone.
也不用去战争的那个战区。
Just go to Chicago.
去芝加哥就行了。
Yeah. So actually, I'll tell you a funny story. Okay.
告诉你一个好玩的事。
My father was a doctor in Chicago.
我爸爸在芝加哥当医生。
In a very he was in the Cook County Hospital.
他是在这家医院叫 Cook County.
Cook County is like the hospital where all the poor people go to.
那这个医院呢是属于穷人会去的医院。
Yeah, and so my father used to tell me that U.S. Army doctors would go to Cook County. Hospital to see what a gunshot looks like.
那个美国，他告诉我，爸爸告诉我说，在美国的那个军队的那个士兵，他们会到这医院去看看那个枪伤是什么回事。
Because after the Vietnam War, army doctors did not have any wars to see experience gunshots and knife wounds.
因为很多医生在越战之后就没有再处理过枪伤的一个经验了。
So they sent them to Chicago to see how
doctors
treat gunshot wounds.
就会送一些军医。到那个这一家医院来看。
So anyway, my wife Kathy, she feels much safer in Taiwan than in Chicago.
我的太太 Kathy, 她觉得在台湾安全多了。
All right, the reason why I am talking about this is because we're going to look at the sixth commandment today.
我会提这个是因为我们要看的是第六条诫命。
And so let's read the sixth commandment from Exodus chapter 20, verse 13.
我们一起来读出埃及记二十章十三节的第六诫。
Commandment says, "You shall not murder."
不可杀人
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is very interesting because I think in the Chinese and the English is a little bit different. Okay.
我想在中文跟英文的表达方式有点不同
Because in English and also in Hebrew, the word "kill" here is different than There's a different word, okay? So there's a difference between the word kill and the word murder.
在英文跟希伯来文，它有两个字来代表杀人，一个是 kill 杀人，一个是 murder 就是谋杀。
So these two things ideas are very different.、Okay.
这两个字的意涵是不一样的。
So what is murder? Okay.
谋杀是什么？
Murder is when taking some human life is not sanctified by or allowed, not sanctioned by or allowed by God or the government. Okay.
谋杀它是一个取人命的一个行动，而这个行动是没有受到神或者是政府的一个许可。
Yeah, and so let me explain when is killing someone or taking a human life, when is it justified? When is it allowed? Okay.
我要解释一下是什么时候、什么情况之下呢？取掉人命呢是可以的，是被合理化以及允许的。
Okay, so usually there are three reasons. Okay.
通常有三个理由来杀人。
There are three reasons when taking a human life is allowed. Okay.
是允许杀人的。
Okay. So the first one is defense.
第一个理由就是一个防卫。
Okay, when you have to take another life in order to protect yourself or your family or your community or your nation. Okay,
当你为了你个人或者你的家庭、社群或者国家的时候，你必须要做一个防卫而杀人。
Okay, and so when a nation tries to defend itself, okay,
当一个国家要防卫它这个国家的时候
okay, that's we call that war.
那这个就我们称为战争。
Okay, so I know that not every war is justified. Okay,
我知道不是每一场战争都是合理化的。
But sometimes it is.
但是有时候的确是正确的。
Sometimes there's a aggressor nation that wants to harm another nation.
有时候有一个侵略的国家，他想要伤害其他的国家。
Okay. And so that's when there's war and people are killed. Okay,
那时候就会有战争，就会有人在战争中丧命。
And often God allows that, okay?
常常就是神所允许的。
Okay, so that's defense, okay?
这就是防卫。
Then there's punishment.
那还有一个是处罚。
Okay, sometimes the punishment is taking someone's life.
有时候处罚呢
？Sometimes the punishment for taking someone's life is you yourself have your life taken, okay? So you're killed.
有时候处罚呢会涉及到死亡，有可能是某个人的生命，甚至你自己的生命要被被取掉。
I know not everybody agrees with that.
我知道不是每个人都同意。
But traditionally, in the history of mankind, that's a punishment, taking someone's life when you take another life. Okay.
以命偿命，这是传统，这是历史上面的一个传统。
And God has allowed that as well.
神也允许。
Now these two things, okay, these two things acts as a deterrent.
那前面这两提到的这两个方式，这两个手段，有时候会当做一个是吓阻的一个方式。
Okay, and so when as a punishment or as a defense, when someone's life is taken, that acts as a warning, for others. Hey.Don't do bad things.
当这个正当的防卫或者是一个死刑的发生的时候呢，这个有时候这个就会成为一种手段，拿来吓阻其他的人不要做坏事。
Okay. Now I know that this doesn't work all the time.
我知道这也不是永远有效的。
You know, there's still people doing bad things, right?
还是有人会做坏事。
Even though they know they will get punished, okay?
即便他们知道他们会受到处罚。
But imagine.
但想象看看。
If there was no punishment,
如果都没有处罚的话呢
？Or not? If there was no capital punishment, okay?
如果没有死刑
？Yeah, I wonder. I don't know for sure, but I wonder how many more bad things will happen.
我在想，如果没有死刑的话，没有这种惩罚的话呢，是不是会有更多的坏事情发生呢？我也不知道。
You know, some people are just so selfish that they don't care about anyone else.
有些人就是自私到一个地步，他们完全不在乎其他人。
I know that we're all selfish to some degree.
我知道我们每个人都是在某一个程度上面是自私的。
See, because all of us, we all have sin. We all.
因为我们全都是有罪的人。
Yeah, so we're all selfish to some degree.
我们都有点程度的自私。
But there are some people that they really don't care.About anyone else.
但有些人他真的不在乎任何其他人，他都一点都不在乎。
And they just do what they want to do.
他们自意而行，随他们高兴做事。
They don't care who they hurt.
他们不在乎伤了谁。
Okay, I'm going to tell you this story that just happened. Okay.
我要告诉大家一个故事，是刚发生的。
Yeah, this is very shocking. You know, I hear a lot of stories in America, but I was shocked by this story. Okay.
美国有很多的事情发生，但这件事情特别的是让我感到十分震惊。
Last October, a 13-year-old girl was kidnapped.
去年的十月，有一个十三岁的女孩被绑架了。
And it's interesting, she wasn't kidnapped in Chicago, okay?
她并不是在芝加哥被绑架的。
She was kidnapped in Wisconsin. It's a state above Chicago, okay?
她是在威斯康星州，她是在芝加哥的北边。
In a small town.
她是一个小小的镇。
Yeah, so maybe you say, oh, you know, big cities in America are dangerous.
你会想大都市在美国是很危险的。
Bad things can happen anywhere, okay?
但是坏事到处都会发生。
So in this very small town, okay,
这是一个小镇。
In Wisconsin, a 13-year-old was kidnapped.
这位十三岁的小女孩被绑架。
So how did this happen?
这是怎么发生的
？Well, okay, there was a young man. I think he's 21 years old. I think, okay.
有一个年轻人，他似乎他大概是二十一岁。
Yeah, he's very young. He's only 20s.
很年轻。
So this man was driving home after work.
所以这个男的呢，他下班开着车回家。
And he was behind a school bus.
那他是开在一台校车的后面。
And then the school bus stopped to let the kids.So let some kids off to go home.
那校车会到某个地方，他就会放小孩子下车去回家。
So he stopped behind the school bus, waiting for the school bus to keep going.
所以他开在校车后面，他停在校车后面，等着那个小孩子下车回走掉。
But when he saw some of the children leave the bus,
但是他当时他看到有些小孩子离开了那个校车，下了校车。
So he saw Jamie, he's 13 years old, get off the bus.
因此他就看到这个叫 Jamie 的 小女孩下了车。
And so this man, he decided, I want to have her.
然后他心里就想说我想要这个小女孩。
So he watched where she went home.
所以他观察了一下他进了哪一个屋子。
So he remembers where she lives.
他记住他所住的屋子是哪一间。
Okay, and then a few weeks later,
几周之后
This man, the man, he brought a gun.
这个男的就带了一把枪。
Late at night, he went to the house.
深夜他潜进了这个小女孩的家。
Yeah, he went inside the house, killed the father, killed the mother.
他杀害了这个小女孩的爸爸妈妈。
And took the girl.
然后就带走了这个小女孩。
And kept her at his home.
他软禁，把她软禁在家里面。
Can you, I mean, is that crazy? He killed
这是不是很疯狂？
He doesn't even know them.
他甚至不认识他们，可是他把他们杀了。
Yeah, he just kills the parents and then takes the girl.
带了小女孩。
And then he keeps the girl in his house for 88 days.
他在这个小女孩被关在他家里面88天。
So this January, just last month,
就上个月一月
Jamie escaped.
Jamie 逃脱了。
She escaped and she was rescued.
又被解救了。
And then this man, Jack Patterson, he was arrested.
因此这个人就被逮捕。
Okay, do you understand?So, can you imagine? And this is a totally selfish person, right?
你可以想象这样子完完全全自私的人吗？
He just wants something, and
他想要某个东西。
He doesn't care who he hurts.
他不在乎他伤了谁。
And he just gets it, okay?
他就是把他拿走。
This is actually why in America, well, my wife and I, we don't let our kids play outside by themselves.
这是为什么在美国我们是不会让小孩子在外面玩的。
Because this happens.
因为这种事会发生。
It happens frequently. So if our kids play outside, there's always someone outside watching.
所以常发生，所以让我们没有安全感，就是小孩子如果在外面玩的时候，一定有人看着。
But here in Taiwan, we let our kids go to 7-Eleven, no problem.
在台湾，我们小孩子自己去买东西都没问题。
We feel very safe.
我们感觉非常的安全。
But anyway, so.You know, there's people that they just don't care at all for.
所以就是有这些人，这些人他完全不在乎。
So maybe you think like that. Maybe you think, I met someone like that.
或许你会想说，我有认识这样的人。
Maybe someone did something bad to you.
或许有人对你做了不好的事。
They just totally didn't. They were so selfish. They didn't care about you.And they did something and hurt you, right?
他们很自私，他们做的事伤了你。
Yeah, so maybe it happened. Something bad happened to you too.
或许也是有坏事发生在你的身上。
So that's why, at least in America, we need deterrent. Okay, yeah.
所以至少是在美国，我们需要有这样子吓阻的一个方式。
So that we, I can't imagine if there was no punishment, no capital punishment. I can't imagine.Much more bad things would happen. Okay?
我无法想象，假设如果没有死刑、没有刑罚的话，那会有更多的坏事发生。
No, I think to myself.
那我自己在想。
I think to myself, wow, how can someone do this?
怎么会有人会做出这样的事呢
？Yeah, how can you go and kill the parents and take the child? I mean.What? How can people do this?
你怎么可能去杀害了他的父母亲，然后把小女孩带走呢？怎么会有人会做这种事
？Right. And whatever you experience, you know, do you think like that when someone does something bad to you?
当你的经验，如果有人对你啊行了坏事
，or even did something dangerous on the highway or the road,
或者是在开车在高速公路上开车非常危险的
，you think how can someone do that?
你都会觉得说怎么会有人这样
？So do you ever think that how can they do that?
你有想过吗？ Yeah. 你有想过怎么会有人这样吗
？But then I thought to myself.
然后我就自己想
if someone doesn't believe in God,
如果有人他是不信神
okay, or if they're not a Buddhist,
我甚至也不是佛教徒
you know, Buddhists believe, they don't believe in God, but they believe in something higher called the absolute, okay?
涅槃
对
就是佛教徒他不相信神可是他相信在超乎之上的有一个唯一的涅槃。
So whether, if you don't believe in God, or if you don't believe in a 涅槃, okay?
所以如果你不信神你也没有涅槃的观念。
Then, why not? Why not do whatever you want?
那变成说有什么不可以的呢想做的就可以啊。
Why do you have to listen to anyone?
为什么你要听别人说什么?
Who can tell you what's right and wrong?
谁可以告诉你是非对错呢?
Right? Do you know what I mean? If you don't believe in God or believe in, if you're not a Buddhist, okay?
你不信神,你不是佛教徒。
Then who can tell you what's right and wrong?
那谁能告诉你是非对错?
Right? Is 马祖 going to tell you what's right and wrong?
是马祖可以说吗?
观世音跟他讲 what's right and wrong?
还是观世音可以告诉你呢
？Are you going to read Confucius and let him tell you what's right and wrong?
还是说孔子可以告诉你是非对错
？Is your own conscience going to tell you what's right and wrong?
还是就靠你自己的良知
？You know, I think some people don't have a conscience.
我觉得有些人没有良知。
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So if you don't believe in God, if you're not a Buddhist, why not? Okay.
如果你不信神，你不是佛教徒，那就有何不可
？In fact, let me tell you something.If you don't believe in God, or if you're not a Buddhist, okay?
如果你不信神，你又不是佛教徒的话
，you're gonna live more and more like an animal.
你会活得越来越像是与动物没有两样。
I don't mean that you're gonna be, you know, wild and crazy like an animal. No, that's not what I mean.
我的意思不是说你就会像动物那样的行为，那么样的恐怖。
You can act very nice.
你的行为还是非常好的。
You can be very polite.
你还是客客气气的。
You can be very educated.
你也是受很好的教育的。
You can even be very wealthy.
你甚至可以是很有钱的。
Okay, but you still live like an animal.
但是你的生活方式仍然与动物没有两样。
Let me explain, okay? You may not realize this, but animals, all living things have three goals.
你有想过， 所有的动物呢，它都有三个目标。
If you ever had a pet, raise a dog or a cat or raise farm animals, and you know this.
你如果曾经养过动物，猫狗或者是农场上的动物都一样。
Every animal has these three goals.
每个动物都有这三个目标。
Okay, get pleasure or comfort as much as you can.
第一个目标就是尽可能的得到喜悦，得到一个舒舒服服的过日子。
Whether it's good things to eat,
有什么好吃的
or a nice place to sleep,
或什么地方舒服的睡觉。
Anything pleasurable or comfortable, you just want to get as much as you can.
任何令他快乐、令他舒服的，他就要尽量的去做。
That's animal's first goal. Animal has a second goal.
他的第二个目标呢？
Avoid pain,
避免痛苦
and discomfort as much as you can.
避免不适的感觉
Okay, right? That makes sense, right? Avoid it, okay, as much as you can.
避免它，尽可能的去避免痛苦
Then number three,
第三点
Okay, their third goal, very important.
的第三个生活的目标就是
Don't die, okay?
活下去
Live as long as you can.
尽量的活下去，不要死。
I'm not kidding you, okay?
我真的不是开玩笑的。
Every animal live according to these three goals.
所有的动物都是根据这三点在过日子的。
So here's what's sad. Here's what's sad. If you don't believe in God, if you're not a Buddhist, okay?
令人难过的是，如果你不信神，你又不是佛教徒的话，
these are your goals for life.
这些就成为你的生活的目标。
That's what I mean by living like an animal.
这就是我说的生活与动物无异的意思。
Okay. Don't you know people like that?
你难道不认识有人像这样子的吗？
Don't you know lots of people? Their goal in life are just these three goals.
你难道不认识有些人他们的生活目标就是这三点？
Right? Okay. So it's very sad. I think our society is deteriorating because more and more people are going to live according to this.
这蛮悲哀的，因为这个社会的一个退化，一个。继续不好下去，就更多人会这样子的生活。
So I'm not very optimistic about our future.
我对我的未来，对我们的未来不是那么的乐观。
This is also why I think Jesus is going to come back soon.
这也是我觉得耶稣会很快就回来的。
Because this world is not going to get better, it's going to get worse.
因为这个世界不会更好，只会更坏。
Because less and less people are going to believe in God, less there'll be less and less Buddhists. Okay.
会越来越少的人信神，佛教徒的人数也会越来越少。
Okay. So people are going to be like this man Jack here.
所以很多人
more and more people. Okay.
会成为会比较有多人会成为像 Jack 这样的坏人。
Okay. Now, of course, you know.If you're at church, you're probably not going to kill anyone, right?
当然啦，我们在教会里的人呢，不太可能会去杀人。
So, you think, oh, it's easy to obey the sixth commandment. I'm not going to kill anyone.
所以你觉得这第六条诫命是很容易遵守的，因为我不会去杀人的。
Okay, but actually, this commandment is actually very difficult to obey, okay?
但其实这个诫命还蛮难遵守的。
Yeah, it's because Jesus explains how to obey this commandment.
因为耶稣他有解释要如何才能遵守到这条诫命。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 21-22,
在马太福音。
Yeah, Jesus explains this commandment to us. Okay.
耶稣对我们解释这一条诫命的意思是什么
？Jesus was preaching to the crowd.
耶稣对着群众讲道。
And he said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother." Will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire.
你们听过有这样吩咐古人的话：不可杀人，杀人的必被判罪。可是我告诉你们，凡是向弟兄发怒的，必被判罪。人若说弟兄是拉加，必被公义会审判；人若说弟兄是摩利，必难逃地狱的火。
Okay, so Jesus says, same thing, okay?
所以耶稣说了同样的话。
He affirms that we should not murder, okay?
他确认说我们不能谋杀。
Murder is taking someone's life not for these three reasons, okay?
谋杀就是没有这三个原因的情况之下杀人。
Murder is taking someone's life for your own selfish reasons or revenge, okay?
出于自己的复仇或者是自私的动机而杀人。
Okay, so Jesus says we don't want to do that.
耶稣说不可以这样行。
But then he says,
但是可是他说
then he says, if you have anger in your heart,
你如果在心里抱着气愤愤怒
okay, and I think if you have hate, same thing, okay?
如果你有恨
if you have anger or hate in your heart,
你有愤怒你有恨在你的心里的话
then you're killing that person in your heart.
那么在你的心里你就是杀人那个人了。
Don't raise your hand, okay?
你不用举手。
Don't raise your hand, but
不用举手承认。
From the time that you were little till now, okay?
从你小到现在。
Have you ever been angry at someone? So angry you thought to yourself, I wish that person was dead.
你有没有曾经对某人很生气气到在心里面你想说那个人死了算了。
Yeah, you wanted that person dead.
你想要那个人死掉。
Maybe you didn't say it to that person.
或许你没有对那个人这样子明说。
Maybe you never said it to anyone.
或许你也没有对其他人说过这样的话。
But in your heart.
但心里想过吗？
You wish that person was dead.
你心里想过那个人死了算了。
Okay, I have thought that.
我曾经想过。
Yeah, I think most of us have thought that. Okay?
我想大多数的人都曾经有这个念头。
And so God says that's murder.
所以神说那就是杀人了。
Yeah, because it's what's in your heart that matters to God.
对你对神来说，在你心里面的事才是重要的。
Most people think it's our appearance or the surface that matters to God. No, God cares about our heart.
很多人以为是表面的，这个表面上的重要，但是神在乎的是你的心。
He sees into our heart.
他看进了你的心。
This is also why.We need Jesus. We need His forgiveness.
这是为什么我们需要耶稣，我们需要他的原谅。
Because there's very dark things in our heart.
因为这是心里面的黑暗面。
And so God wants us to not have anger or bitterness. Okay.
所以神他不要我们心里埋藏着一些愤怒跟恨。
Now, I want to be very clear about this. Okay.
我要讲得非常的清楚这一点。
God is not saying anger is bad.
神并不是说愤怒是坏的事情。
Okay. Anger is a neutral emotion, actually.
愤怒其实是一个蛮中性的一个感觉。
By itself, it's not good or bad.
它本身没有什么好坏。
Okay. It's just our natural reaction.
而是我们的回应，我们对他的一个反应。
In fact, God created us this way.
事实上，我们是神所创造，他就造我们就是那个样子。
See, this is where Christianity and Buddhism is different.
这是为什么基督教跟佛教是不一样的。
You know, I used to be a Buddhist.
我曾经是佛教徒。
And so in Buddhism, you are trying to detach from the world.
在佛教里面呢，你要尽量与这个世界给分离。
Our goal as a Buddhist is to not want things of the world.
佛教徒的一个目的就是我们要舍弃这个世界，我们不要这个世界。
And so as a Buddhist, you have to kind of like deny your emotions.
所以成为佛教徒，你就是必须要在你的内心，你要否认自己的情感。
If you want peace, if you don't want suffering, then you have to get rid of your desire and your emotions.
你要平安，你不要受苦，因此呢，你就要把你的、okay. 你的情绪什么东西都放空。
But that's not biblical. That's not what God tells us in the Bible.
但是这个并不是圣经所教导我们的。
See, God created us with emotions.
神创造我们是带有情绪的
，including anger.
包括气愤。
Okay, so you're supposed to feel angry.
你是应该要愤怒的。
Especially when you see someone do something bad, okay, to someone else.
特别是你看到别人做了恶事，对别人做了坏事。
Or to yourself.
或者是对你做了坏事。
You should be angry.
你是应该气愤的。
If you're not angry, it means that you don't care.
如果你不愤怒的话，就表示你一点都没有情感，你一点都没有在乎。
Okay, so that's not what the Bible teaches us. Okay?
这并不是圣经所教导。
You're supposed to feel anger. So God doesn't blame you. When someone does something bad to you and you feel angry, God doesn't blame you for feeling angry.
你理当愤怒，当别人做了坏事，对你做了坏事，你本来就是应该要愤怒，神不会因此而责怪你。
So that's why in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26,
所以在以弗所书第四章第二十六节。
But God's so clear, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
神讲得很清楚，生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落。
God is not saying to you, don't be angry.
神不是告诉你说不可以生气。
Because that would be impossible for us to do.
因为对我们来说，我们是做不到的。
It's impossible for you not to be angry sometimes.
你不可能说永远都不生气。
Okay, but God is saying, don't keep that anger in your heart.
但神却是说不要把那个愤怒放在你的心里面。
Because if you keep that anger in your heart, it becomes a chain and it binds you and imprisons you.
因为如果你把那个愤怒放在你的心里面的话，就好像你的头上被绑了一个绳索，被绑了一个锁链，你就不自由了。
So God is telling you, let go of the anger. Give him your bitterness. Verse 31.
所以神是说你要把你的愤怒把它放开，把它除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, clamor and slander be put away from you. Let it go. Let it go.、Yeah.
一切苛刻、恼怒。暴力喧闹，一切都要从你们中间除掉。
Okay, so that's how God wants us to handle this. Is letting Him give it to Him.、Okay?
神要处理的事，我们把它交在神的手中，让神去处理。
Okay, now of course it starts with forgiveness.、Okay?
当然，一切都是从原谅开始。
I know that's hard, but God will help you today.
我知道那很难，但是神今天要帮助你做到。
But after forgiveness is letting go of this anger.
但是在原谅之后呢，是要把这一个愤怒给除去，把它给放弃掉。
And I have to confess something to you. I have to confess.
我必须要对你承认。
I have a difficult time letting go of my anger and bitterness.
我很难把我的一个苦毒跟我的气愤给放弃掉。
Some people have.Difficulty forgiving.
有些人他很不容易原谅。
I don't have trouble forgiving.
我原谅方面我没有问题。
But I have a different problem.
但是我的问题不一样。
I want to keep my pain and anger in my heart.
我想要把我的那个伤痛呢，跟我的那个苦毒都留在我的心里面。
Maybe you ask why Pastor David, why do you want to do that?
你会觉得说为什么大卫牧师你要这么做呢？
I try to analyze myself too. I try.
我有时候也会自我分析，我为什么要这样子做。
I think it's because I think, okay.
我认为我是在想，是不是
？I think it's because this is my way of protecting myself.
这是我自我保护的一个方式。
If I keep that anger and bitterness inside, the pain inside.
如果我把痛苦跟那个愤怒都留在我的心里面的话
I try to remember it.
我会记住它
I keep it in my heart.
我把它留在这边记住它
I think that way I won't let other people hurt me like that.
这样做的话、yeah. 我就不允许其他人同样的方式来伤害我
See, this helps me to remember. Oh, be
这个帮助我记得、yeah. 要小心不要让它再发生、
yeah. So don't let other people hurt you.
不要再让别人来伤害你
So I think that's why I do that.
这是为什么我会这么做
？But Jesus is telling me, Jesus is telling you.
耶稣在告诉你，告诉我。
You don't have to protect yourself.
你不需要保护你自己。
Let me protect you.
让我来保护你。
Jesus says to you, I can protect you better than you can protect yourself.
耶稣说，我来保护你会强过于你自己保护自己。
Your way will hurt you.
你的方式会伤了自己。
Yeah, so.So today, you know, this new year that we just started.
所以今天呢，算是新年的开始。
If you're willing, I can't force you, so you know, no pressure. But if you're willing, don't carry your bitterness into this new year.
我不是要强迫你，但是如果你愿意的话呢，不要把那以前的一些苦毒呢，再带到新的年度来。
Don't let last year's anger come to this new year.
不要再把去年的难过带到今年来。
Some of you have 20 years of anger.
有些人保留了20年的愤怒。Okay.
Don't let those anger and bitterness come to this new year.
别再让那些愤怒进到这一年来。
So let give them to God.
我们把它交给上主。
So we're gonna just pray now.
我们现在就要来祷告。
If you could close your eyes.
如果你可以闭上眼睛，我们一起来祷告。
If you want to, again, I can't force you to, but if you want to,
如果你愿意的话，
yeah.
我不会强迫你。如果你愿意的话，
can you pray this with me?
你可以在心中跟我一同祷告吗？
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣，
please help me.
请你帮助我。
Help me to forgive those people who hurt me.
帮助我原谅那些伤害我的人。
You know they were so selfish.
知道他们有多自私。
And they did terrible things to me.
他们也对我做了不好的事。
Help me to forgive them.
帮助我原谅他们。
I confess to you that I cannot forgive with my own strength.
我对你承认，靠着我一己的力量，我无法原谅他们。
In fact, I have to confess that in my heart, I don't even really want to.
事实上，我必须对你坦诚，在我的心中，我一点都不想原谅。
Because I think it's not fair.
因为我觉得它是不公平的。
I think to myself, why should I forgive them?
我自己在想，我为什么要原谅他们呢？
But Jesus, out of obedience to you,
但耶稣出于对你的顺服。
I am willing.
我愿意。
Not because I feel like it.
不是因为我想要这么做。
But with my mind, with my will, I choose, I decide to forgive them.
但是出于我的心智，出于我的心意，我选择要来原谅。
Jesus, I also give you all my hurts, all my pain and the anger that I have.
耶稣，我也将我的愤怒、我的受伤以及我的伤痛，我全部把它交给你。
I don't want to have these anger or hate stay in my heart anymore.
我不想要在心里面继续留着这些愤怒与恨意。
I let go of these feelings and give them to you.
我放开这些，然后交托给你。
Jesus, please take away all my resentment, all my bitterness.
耶稣，请挪走我所有的恨意，我所有的愤怒。
Jesus, thank you for setting me free.
耶稣，谢谢你释放我自由。
In your name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。 阿们。
我要以感谢的心进入你的门，我要以赞美进入你的人，我要以心灵诚实见你的容颜，主啊，让我现在寻见你，我心中有个愿，就是要进入你的至圣所，你的双手拥抱着我，让我陶醉在你至圣所，紧拥抱我，带我进入你的至圣所，你的圣
God bless you. Have a great new year.
新年快乐。